A landmark decision in the High Court yesterday has changed the future for one Aboriginal community and perhaps for many more. The Wire's Nahum Gale reports.
Yesterday, the High Court of Australia made a final ruling on the amount of compensation due to be paid to the traditional owners of an area of land in the remote town of Timber Creek in the Northern Territory. The Territory Government has been ordered to pay the Ngali Wuru Wuli Clan Group $2.5 million for land which was extinguished for public works. Matthew Storey, CEO of the National Native Title Council, explains why the decision is so important.
What it does is just provide some certainty as to the legal approach for compensation claims. Now, under the Native Title Act, compensation applications can be made for acts that were done generally by state or territory governments since 1975 and that had the effect of extinguishing or impairing native title claims. So the implications of the decision that native title holders and state governments and other stakeholders will have some certainty in the approach to compensation applications.
What does this monetary compensation from the government look like in lost traditional land rights?
Ultimately, it'll be a payment of funds, money, and the distribution of that money will be decided by the particular claimant group to use as they see fit. Of course, many of those native title groups might disperse some of that money to encourage cultural activities, but that's a question for them. Essentially, it's a private property interest similar to the acquisition of any other land in the country.
National Native Title Council CEO Matthew Storey. I asked Ngali Wuru Wuli claimant Lorraine Jones what the decision means to her people.
What it means to us as the holders of the five clan group, it means that we've got say now to anything that comes up for Timber Creek or any new development. Before, we never had any consultation at all by any businesses or any new development that was to happen in Timber Creek.
How does the community plan to use the money?
I really can't say what we're going to do. We haven't discussed it. The clan group will meet and talk about what they want to do with it. That's when our legal come down to talk about the outcome from the High Court.
How will this affect Indigenous communities across Australia?
It's going to show that, yes, if this one clan group have done it, so we can do it.
So where to from here? What effect will this decision have? That's the question I asked Native Title mediator Michael Pagsanchan.
The impact will probably take some time to filter through, but generally speaking, what this decision does is clarify some of the principles relevant to calculating Native Title compensation. And what I think that will do over time is give some certainty and some guidance to Indigenous communities and also stakeholders alike.
So in the past few decades, the government has been replacing land belonging to traditional owners with public work. Do you think that just money will be sufficient in restoring all the lost land rights, spiritual and ceremonial activities that have been removed?
That's a really good question. One of the comments the High Court made was about non-economic loss. And this is probably the most significant feature of the decision, because what it says is that the non-economic loss is for the spiritual hurt, the spiritual harm that Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people have had to endure through the various acts that have extinguished or impacted their native title rights. One of the issues, though, is that in order to be entitled to compensation, you first need to prove that native title rights exist. And then to prove that an act is compensable, you need to look at the Native Title Act, and now what the High Court has done is given some clarity about what particular acts would give Native Title holders an entitlement to compensation. There are probably two aspects which mean that really, I think the first is that at law, it isn't going to cover all the impacts on Native Title. And secondly, in terms of valuation, it's always going to be very artificial trying to put a dollar value to spiritual loss.
Michael Pagsanchan. Native title lawyer Steve Kenny says the financial effects of the High Court decision will hit some states harder than others.
It'll affect different states differently. South Australia, for example, has settled a number of compensation claims in quite a reasonable manner, but I know from my experience in working with Queensland, they have not, as far as I'm aware, settled any claims. And they expect to have some very large compensation claims, so much so that I'm aware from one of my discussions with a Treasury individual there, they're concerned the state may not have enough money to meet their obligations. And I think that this really is an issue for the Commonwealth to come and assist the states in this matter.
Native title lawyer Steve Kenny ending that report by The Wire's Nahum Gale.